News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Yeah, one of those familiar voices that doesn't have his voice this morning. So what do you make of that? It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at FM Talk 106.5. What do you say, Dalton?
Good morning.
We've got a lot going on here this morning.
Oh, yeah. A lot to get into today.
Yeah, got plenty. We'll get around to our three big things, let you know what those are online and also on the air. And Kane and traffic on the way, Dr. Bill and weather all straight ahead.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Emerging Markets Consulting, LLC, the nation's largest microcap stock newsletter, is a proud sponsor of Auburn football on FM Talk 106.5. Don't miss any of the action. Saturday, it's Auburn football, brought to you in part by Emerging Markets Consulting, LLC.
We'll get around to Kane's traffic here coming up, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, let's see, three big things we're looking at this morning. One of them has got to do with Mobile County setting a record for absentee ballots. Something going on around here.
Yeah.
It is a new trend. I used to think that the day you voted was the day you voted, but that's not the case now. Trump might make campaign pit stop in Pensacola Friday. Mm-hmm.
That's the talk.
Okay. And also, in the debate countdown, Trump holds rally and Biden does prep. And that's where we start our morning this morning on FM Talk 106.5 on Mobile Mornings. We've got Donald Trump. He shunned formal debate practice Tuesday. You know, he doesn't need debate practice.
No. We thought that going into the first debate.
Well, what I'm saying is he's fine. He just does what he does. He just needs to tone it down a little bit. But he doesn't need to practice debating because he's already kind of got that down. He's got a whole new geometry algebra of debating that no one's figured out yet. So he's just gonna wing it. But he's got a couple of days to go. Democrat Joe Biden took the opposite approach, holding up for the debate prep. So that's good for Joe. Probably that's what he needs to do. At last night's rally, Trump gave the audience in Erie, Pennsylvania, an idea of what it would look like if he got four more years.
We're rounding the turn on the pandemic, 56%, and it's a record. Epic job growth, safe vaccines that quickly end the pandemic. It's ending. Normal life, that's all we want. You know what we want? Normal life. Normal life will finally resume, and next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country. This is an election between the Trump super recovery, which is happening right now, and a Biden depression. If he gets elected, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen.
He had them all teed up there in Erie, Pennsylvania, for sure. And he talked about, once again, Joe Biden.
If he gets elected, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. You know, he's going to double, triple, and now quadruple your taxes. I don't think so. I think I know the people of Erie pretty well. They don't like that. It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
There you go, Donald Trump in Erie, Pennsylvania last night. And that, of course, is a battleground state.
Yeah, it is. And one of the nine states that this election will probably come down to, nine battleground states. And 20 electoral votes up for grabs there in Pennsylvania. If you remember, back in 2016, Trump carried Pennsylvania by less than 1% over Hillary Clinton. And you can look at the polls. And I was listening to the Jeff Poor Show yesterday, and he was talking a lot about these polls and the Real Clear Politics average. Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, when they average these polls together, and Jeff really broke this down well, and I never thought about this until Jeff Port told me, but they're taking all these different ways they do the polls. So maybe one poll between they poll registered voters who are expected mm-hmm. to vote, another maybe undecided voters, and then when you average them together, it's not, you're putting apples and oranges together. So it's not the most perfect way to look at polls. But remember, polling was wrong back in 2016 as well. So Pennsylvania definitely on the list for both candidates. And so is Florida. That's one of the nine states. And Trump looks to be heading towards Florida after the debate this week. 29 electoral votes up for ground in Florida. And back in 2016, didn't Trump? Trump did end up winning
Florida
barely over Hillary Clinton.
He did.
And if you're in our area and you want to go see the president, it might be possible if you're able to travel over to Pensacola later this week.
Is that a done deal?
I believe it's as close to a done deal as you can get. I don't think the president's campaign has come out and specifically announced it yet, but Zeke Miller, who is a White House reporter, I've followed him for years now, and he's pretty good, pretty consistent, but he said yesterday, per the FAA, Trump plans to overnight to Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday and Friday. It appears rallies are in store Friday in the Villages and Pensacola. So maybe setting up a rally in Pensacola as he tries to gather even more votes there in Florida. But, you know, I mentioned the nine states that this will come down to, and I know a lot of political junkies know them off the top of their heads. But
let's see if we can name them.
I can name them because I'm looking at the map, and that's the only reason, basically. So starting the southeast, we have Florida and Georgia. Jeff Poore seems to think Georgia's going red and will stay red.
North Carolina?
North Carolina is one of them. Pennsylvania, we just mentioned. Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Arizona. So you think Big Ten country with Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa. That seems to be where the selection will come down to. And whoever does better in all those states will be the president come 2 weeks from now.
I was reading this yesterday. This is pretty interesting. Now, think about this. Two of the battleground states are Florida and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They're also states where more, on in the case of Florida, people move there by the droves.
Right.
They bring their politics with them. So, for instance, in Florida, you've got a million people, maybe over a million people a year, moving down from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. So they're bringing their political lean with them
right
into the state's voting. In Arizona, people are leaving California because of the taxes and all that, and they're just trying to find a more stable life. They're going from California to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing their, if they have left politics, it's coming with them. So that's part of the mix here, trying to figure out what these states are going to do.
Yeah, and what kind of sense does that make, really? If you're leaving one place because of the policies in that place and you want to continue to vote for those policies in the other, that doesn't make much sense to me. But I guess Arizona, the West Coast Florida, we can officially call it that.
It's kind of the West Coast Florida.
And mentioning Florida and some of this early voting, actually some surprising numbers from their first day of early voting in Florida. More Republicans showed up to vote early than Democrats in Florida. And, you know, normally you would think that in this age with coronavirus that it would be more Democrats going to vote with more worry over catching COVID-19. But I guess on Monday, 43% of those that showed up to vote in Florida were registered Republicans, 42% registered Democrats, and then the remaining 340,000 were undecided voters that came to vote early.
Very interesting. More on the early voting and how Mobile County is setting records for that. We'll get that on the way. You'll hear from Secretary of State John Merrill, who's on Jeff Poore's show earlier this week. There's a lot to keep your attention here between now and Election Day.
There sure is. Less than 2 weeks away now.
Sports on the way at 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Dalton, what do you have?
Well, Tua got the call yesterday, and Saints fans could soon head back to the Superdome. More on those stories coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left him hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Nick Matranga. It has been my honor serving you as your Mobile County License Commissioner. Thank you for your patience and understanding during this COVID pandemic. We have been working hard to balance your safety and our county employees' safety by providing many options and procedures for our services. Go to the Mobile County License Commission website and see our tutorial videos. I'm asking you, the citizens of Mobile County, to re-elect me, Nick Matranga, as your License Commissioner on Tuesday, November 3rd. Visit our website at www.votematranga.com.
Paid for by Vote Matranga campaign.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 619 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Miami Dolphins have officially named rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa the starting quarterback. ESPN's Adam Schefter was the first to report on Tuesday that the former Alabama star will play his first game as the starter 1 week from this coming Sunday. He gets the L.A. Rams in his first official game. With the Dolphins currently on their bye week, it'll give Tagovailoa 2 weeks to prepare for that transition. As Schefter noted, Tagovailoa's first NFL start will come only 351 days after he suffered a dislocated right hip and posterior wall fracture. Tagovailoa saw his first NFL action this last Sunday in a blowout win over the New York Jets. He went 2-for-2 for 9 yards while playing just 5 snaps. Tua will be the 22nd quarterback to start for the Dolphins since Dan Marino retired in 2000. Of course, Miami selected Tua with the number 5 overall pick in April's draft, despite all that uncertainty about his hip injury. For the first time this season, New Orleans Saints fans will be allowed in the Superdome on Sunday. Saints announced Tuesday that New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell agreed to allow 3,000 to attend Sunday's noon game against Carolina. With 3,000 people allowed in a 73,000-seat stadium, works out to right around 4% of the Superdome's capacity. In comparison, the Saints' division rival Tampa Bay is allowing in 25% capacity, and fans will be required to wear masks in the Superdome. According to the guidelines set by the mayor, the number of fans could grow to 6,000 for the Saints' home game against San Francisco in mid-November and for Atlanta on November 22nd. By the December 20th game against Kansas City and the Christmas Day game against Minnesota, a limit of 15,000 fans could be allowed should those guidelines remain the same. Now, the Saints had been considering playing some home games in Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge if more fans were not allowed into the Superdome for games, but it does not appear that that plan will now happen. 621 FM Talk 106.5, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio. Thanks for coming back.
Appreciate you having me.
Ricky and the crew from Alabama Auto Clean not only got our van in shape, got it beyond the shape it ever been in. You have like some magic tricks. You made our mobile command unit, our van, look the best it's ever looked.
Thank you, sir.
You've got these tricks. You got experience doing this. That van is our outward presentation of our business. So you're talking to other business owners. What can you do for their van, their vehicles?
I can detail it and make it look like it's presentable for the company, whatever needs to be done on them.
And take it to a look. Believe me, y'all. That is beyond detailed, for sure. Last time we talked to other big vehicles, people got private big vehicles, bring in, you do those.
They do anything. We do 18-wheelers, motorhome, boats, anything you can get in there.
And also, you came in bearing gifts. You've got these T-shirts with y'all's logo on them. And what's this thing say here, Ricky?
It says you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
Well, that's what y'all are in the business of doing.
That's right.
Tell you what, people, we'll keep some of these shirts here at the studio. You can come by and grab one. How do folks find you in person?
They can call me at 251-478-5781.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. Smooth ride across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Again, from airport to off into government 65, no problem. Keep your eyes out for the school buses traveling again back down to 20 miles an hour. Bayshore Finance at the West I-65 Service Road is locally owned and operated and has over 80 years of combined local experience to serve you. Let them help you get your credit back on track. If you're stuck in a title pawn, need a loan, or need a car finance, see them at BayshoreFi.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. It's Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan along with Dalton Orwig. And here we go, 624. And it looks like, you know, to me, it's kind of a good thing. We've got more people voting, more people involved in the vote. They're saying get out and vote. People are, I don't know, one way or the other, there's more people voting absentee this year, too. In fact, I guess it's a record, right?
Yeah, and, you know, as of yesterday, I think they said that 30 million had already voted nationwide.
Wow.
Early voting, and that makes up more than 20% of the amount of total votes.
That is huge.
From the 2016 election. But, you know, they had absentee voting across the state on Saturday, and most municipalities allowing that voting until 1 p.m. Now, there was a bit of an issue here in Mobile where some voters felt like, they said they were standing in line at 1 p.m. and not able to get their votes in time on Saturday. But I think they're doing that every Saturday leading into the election. But Mobile County already setting records. According to our news partners at WKRG, probate court judge Don Davis said yesterday morning, as of 8:45 yesterday morning, 12,275 absentee ballots had been returned already, and that far surpasses any election in Mobile County. County officials said they're trying to make this a safe and healthy election for voters and poll workers. Now, Chad Petrie wrote this story. He said he stopped by a poll worker training at the grounds yesterday morning. They were wearing their face masks and had a bunch of space in between them, and poll workers said they are not worried about working on election day. They've got these electronic poll notebooks. Remember, we were talking about these just a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Instead of having the traditional notebooks, they broke these out, and they said the machines that they have are funded through federal dollars and could end up saving the county $300,000 in a normal two-election cycle. But already a lot of people getting out and voting this election.
So on Monday, Yellowhammer News reported an effort by the Alabama New South Coalition offering churches $6 per person to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And John Merrill was on Jeff Poor's show, and I think Jeff was waiting for John to throw a flag on the play, and he never did. We'll get around to this quote here in a little bit, but he never really threw a flag on that. He just kind of said, well, that was actually something that they could have done all this time. They've just never done it before, and they brought it to my attention and asked me if it was okay, and I said, sure.
Yeah.
It was like, really? Also, just the practice of the polls being open on Saturday. That was the thing that he was saying. It was no big deal. But the fact that this Alabama New South Coalition offering $6 to the churches, mm-hmm, for each member that votes, it's kind of odd to me.
He said the issue would have been if those $6 had gone directly into the pockets of the voters.
Yeah, yeah.
But the $6 per person going to the church, apparently not an issue. And I thought it was interesting. Merrill said, you know, they didn't say which churches. So he felt that other churches that might not be voting the way that that some of the churches were planning on voting, he said, why not jump in on this too and get $6 per person?
Yeah, I guess the assumption was going to be it was going to be more black churches who, mm-hmm, would organize and make sure that they get out the vote. And Merrill was like, it's open to any church, so what's the big problem here? So anyway, we got a quote from him that we'll play from Yellowhammer, from actually Jeff Poor's show earlier this week. It's been a very interesting week on the Jeff Poor show, I can tell you that. There's been a lot of things that have been talked about leading up to this election that's rather eye-opening.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. We're about 28 minutes after 6 o'clock now. FM Talk 106.5, and Dr. Bill is on the way.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left him hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can come out of this moment stronger than before. In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
Former President Barack Obama speaking there on Facebook at a fundraising event. The former president hitting the campaign trail on Wednesday for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Department of Justice filed an antitrust lawsuit against tech giant Google for alleged anti-competitive business practices. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, was signed by 11 state attorneys general. The lawsuit states today Google is a monopoly gatekeeper for the internet and one of the wealthiest companies on the planet, with a market value of $1 trillion and annual revenue exceeding $160 billion. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Don't miss the Baldwin County Home Builders 31st Annual Parade of Homes this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For complete details, visit bchba.com for a map of homes or download the Parade of Homes app. See you there.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. ABN AMRO says the economic recovery from summer reopenings has ground to a halt as a result of a second wave effects from the pandemic that are causing damage even without lockdowns. The bank expects the global economy to shrink 4.4% in 2020, assuming that nationwide lockdowns to combat a second wave are unnecessary. In Europe, if about one-fifth of people in short-time work arrangements eventually become unemployed, joblessness could move to around 12% in 2021. Eli Lilly says it's hired an independent consultant to review a plant producing its promising COVID-19 drug after receiving notices from the FDA. The company reiterated that it had not received a warning letter following inspections at a plant first revealed by Reuters last week, but Lilly says it had received an official action indicated notice from the FDA in relation to issues at its Branchburg plant in New Jersey. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
When it comes to mobility, Michigan is making what the rest of the world hasn't even thought of yet. Our state is home to two world-class autonomous vehicle testing sites, and we're first in the U.S. for mobility-related patents. With over 500 miles of roadway equipped for connected vehicle testing, it's no wonder that everyone is moving to where it all started. So if you're ready to move into the future with your mobility business, see how we can help at planetm.com/pure-opportunity.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He is Dr. Bill, and he's with us right now at 6:35. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Dan.
One more good day and then a little rain. What's going on?
Hey, we've got a really nice day. Temperatures, though, are really climbing. I mean, 85 yesterday, and the normal high is 78, so 7 degrees above normal. We're going to do it again today, and just a light wind out of the northeast, but we should have plenty of sunshine. Now, tonight will be mostly clear. We'll cool into the upper 60s, and then tomorrow I expect quite a bit of sunshine, but a slight chance we could see a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And again, we'll be up around 85 degrees. Now, looking at the rest of the week and the weekend, for Friday, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. And that's because a cold front will be moving down through Mississippi and eventually get into our area Saturday morning. And so a good chance for thunderstorm or shower development, particularly during the afternoon hours on Friday. Some of that rainfall activity continuing into the early evening hours. Now, the high on Friday will be in the low 80s. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a shower, especially in the morning, and a high in the low 80s, and then sunny, 85, low humidity on Sunday.
Dr. Bill, I wasn't here last week, but I don't believe it rained much here last week either, so it's been a while since we've had some rain. And you've said before that October is our driest month, so how much rain are we expecting come Friday, and how does that compare to what we're normally seeing?
Well, right now for the month of October, we have 0.99, just a fraction under an inch of rain, and we're heading down the home stretch for the month. We could pick up perhaps a half an inch of rain on Friday with the shower activity. And that will certainly keep us below normal for October, if that's the way it ends up. And it could, because we don't expect a lot of rain after Friday and on into next week. So, October is the driest month, and so far it's staying right in line.
Got a football game on Friday night on UTV 44, Doc. So what's the weather look like? How does it slide through before the game starts at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, we may see some showers around at that time, although I expect most of the rainfall activity will be during the afternoon hours. So, yeah, there's a chance that we could see some showers at game time.
Yeah, it's been a busy, busy hurricane season. And 26 times this year, Dr. Bill, you've had to tell us that a storm has a new name, and that's the case with Epsilon. Is it a hurricane now, or what are we looking at in the Atlantic?
It is a hurricane right now with winds up to 85 miles per hour. And it's way out in the Atlantic. We're 1,000 miles east of the Florida Peninsula. And it's moving in a west-northwest direction, about 14 miles per hour. It is going to curve to the north. It will miss Bermuda, stay on the eastern side, and then recurve out to the northeast, and eventually will end up off Newfoundland, but way off Newfoundland early next week. So, but it'll be a hurricane out there in the North Atlantic shipping lanes, but no threat to the U.S. mainland.
And I know we were watching something down there in the Caribbean. Is that still something we need to keep our eyes on, or what's happening down there?
Well, it hasn't developed, and right now conditions are not favorable, so that's good news. And elsewhere outside of some small tropical waves, the only real activity now is Hurricane Epsilon out in the central Atlantic.
Okay, a little rain on Friday, otherwise a beautiful weekend, and Dr. Bill will talk to you in 1 hour.
Okay, Dan.
FM Talk 106.5, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, calling the shots for years around here, and he's pretty darn accurate, too.
He sure is, and you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And I encourage you, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. We have, yes, another contest that's ongoing. It seems like we've had a contest constantly this year.
What do we have now?
Week out. So with Halloween on the horizon, you know, under 2 weeks now from Halloween, we are doing the Howl-O-Ween Pet Pick of the Week, brought to you by Lola Bell's Daycare and Pet Grooming here in Mobile. And how you do it, it's very easy. You find this post, which is it's pinned right there at the top of our page. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of my Boston Terrier Murphy there wearing a skeleton costume. You load your pet, doesn't have to be a dog, it could be a cat, could be a fish for all we care, but
sure.
Your pet wearing a Halloween costume, you load it into the comment section there. Whoever gets the most likes will win a really, really cool prize from Lola Bells. First prize gets one pet grooming, which is worth up to $100 in value. Second prize gets one session of doggy daycare, and third prize one night in the pet hotel there at Lola Bell. So it's a really cool contest. I encourage you to check it out. We'll be doing this through Halloween. So get those pets dressed up. We want to see them.
Dress up your fish. That is an A for effort for sure. 640 at FM Talk 106.5. John Merrill, the Secretary of State, talking about this influx of voting, absentee voting, and how that's all going, and if it's above board, that's on the way.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together, we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident without injuries. Just happened a few minutes ago at Dunlap Drive at Dunlap Service Road. So far, state troopers are clear, but we've got plenty of radar again if you traffic from Malbus to Loxley. At Premier Medical with four offices to serve you in Mobile and Daphne, they have 34 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. With over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast, Premier Medical is committed to providing the highest quality care for children and adults. See them at pmge.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, man, thank you, Kane. 642 at FM Talk 106.5. So on Monday, Yellowhammer News reported an effort by the Alabama New South Coalition. You know more about them than I do. But anyway, They're doling out the money to churches to get parishioners or members of the church to vote.
Right.
So, you know, we go right to the source. John Merrill is the Secretary of State. He's pretty much over the elections here in the state. And he talked to Jeff Poore and said it was not basically best practice, but at the same time, it was not illegal either.
Yes, there is no illegal activity associated with what's been presented. It was brought to my attention the day it first came out in the Choctaw Sun by the sheriff, Scott Lawley. He sent it to me, asked me what my thoughts were, and we looked at it. We had our legal counsel look at it and realized there's nothing that's been presented there that's illegal, immoral, or unethical. It's certainly not a best practice. It's not something that should be encouraged. But the way the ad was presented, it didn't say that individuals would be paid, which would be illegal. It also did not advocate for a particular party or a particular position on an amendment. It just simply said, if you vote, then your church will get X number of dollars per member for your members that participated. And I thought that was interesting because it didn't say white churches or black churches or Korean churches or whatever. And so it'll be interesting to see what the response is. Because if there are some people that want to take advantage of that, it may not be the intended audience, and the response is not what it should be. I think there'll be some interesting activities occur after
that. John Merrill on the Jeff Poore Show. You can listen to the podcast anytime you want at FM Talk 106.5. Best thing to do is listen to the show live every day beginning at 9 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. Tragedy yesterday in Baldwin County.
Yeah, what a wild story. A 2,000-foot broadcast tower that a group of three men were working on, and one actually died in an accident while working on that tower. So more than a dozen agencies, according to our friends over at Fox Fox 10, and Brendan Kirby with this story. I said more than a dozen agencies were called out to for a rescue operation here at this television tower in Baldwin County, and the accident resulted in the death of a contractor who was doing work on this 2,000-foot tower right near Interstate 10. Locksley Fire Battalion Chief Will Irvin, who is the commander of one of these teams, he described the incident as an equipment malfunction, said the technical rescue crew from Escambia County did not know whether the worker was alive or dead, but had to approach this operation cautiously because, you know, they're going up to where the danger already was, trying to save this group of men.
So he was still in the air. He died in the air?
Apparently. That's wow. So Baldwin County Sheriff Huey Haas Mack, he said that the contractor that died was from out of state, and they're withholding the victim's name until the family is notified, which makes total sense. But initially, the sheriff said that law enforcement authorities got a call shortly after noon, and there was a report that someone had fallen from the television tower, although that turned out to be mostly wrong. Irvin said the victim got caught up in some equipment and fell part of the way down the tower. The men he was working with secured his body and then made it safely to the ground with the help of those rescue teams. One of those contractors that survived did suffer minor injuries but did not have to go to the hospital. Irvin said the tower is much higher than most of the towers that those fire and rescue workers are used to dealing with, so they were taking extreme care as they went up also, and there were also teams from Mobile and Foley that were on hand and standing there for backup for this team from Escambia County. But a tragic accident in this tower incident yesterday.
And you've got there's teams that are especially trained for, you know, I'm talking about the teams that went in afterwards, mm-hmm. after the accident. That, and good thing that they're trained in that way where they can go that high and be in confined spaces and do what they had to do.
Yeah, this Locksley Chief, Will Irvin, he said they were about 1,700 feet up in the air. So just imagine that, a rescue operation, 1,700 feet in the air. Unbelievable.
It is 6:47 at FM Talk 106.5. Sports coming up.
Yeah, the Dodgers take game one of the World Series last night, and Tua Tagovailoa is now a starting quarterback in the National Football League. That starts here in just a couple weeks. I've got more coming up for you in sports.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left them hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends, bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
You call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you.
Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327 or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Locally owned, Southern Cross Home Care provides services from companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers have been selected for their experience and compassion. Learn more at southerncrosshomecare.com. Let our family care for your family.
All right, 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5 and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Los Angeles Dodgers scored 8 runs in the middle 3 innings to beat Tampa Bay 8-3 last night and take Game 1 of the World Series. Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts hit one home run apiece for the sweet swinging Dodgers.
Top of the order, Mookie Betts' first pitch with a fly ball to right field. Heading on back is Renfro at the wall, and it's gone! A home run! Mookie Betts is doing merely everything.
And that $400 million contract seems to be paying off for both the Dodgers and Betts.
At a bargain.
Yeah.
The guy's a bargain. He made that catch against the Braves, too, the other night.
He made a few against the Braves, and last night was unbelievable. That call of the Betts home run from Dodgers radio on KLAC AM 570. Clayton Kershaw pitched a gem for LA. Over 6 innings, he allowed 2 hits and 1 walk while striking out 8. Game 2 scheduled for tonight at 7 o'clock with the Rays' Blake Snell facing Los Angeles's Tony Gonsolin. After an off day tomorrow, Tampa Bay's Charlie Morton will start against the Dodgers' ace Walker Buehler in Game 3. The Miami Dolphins have officially named rookie Tua Tagovailoa their starting quarterback. ESPN's Adam Schefter was the first to report yesterday that the former Alabama star will play his first game as the starter 1 week from this coming Sunday against the LA Rams. With the Dolphins currently on their bye week, it'll give Tagovailoa 2 weeks to prepare for the transition. As Schefter noted, Tagovailoa's first NFL start will come only 351 days after he suffered a dislocated right hip and posterior wall fracture. Tagovailoa saw his first NFL action Sunday in a blowout win over the New York Jets. He went 2-for-2 for 9 yards while playing only 5 snaps. And Tua will be the 22nd quarterback to start for the Dolphins since Dan Marino retired back in 2000.
You know, I thought he was the most accurate college quarterback I'd ever seen. And then I saw Mac Jones the other night.
There's just one after another. How do they do it?
Unreal.
652 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. 251-367-8733-251-4-TREE. Hurricane Sally has caused many problems in our area. We have lost many trees, and there are still some standing that have partially failed. But please don't take out your frustration on the ones that survived. Most of those stayed for a reason. They were able to withstand the winds and rain. We need trees. There are too many benefits to list. So please don't let someone talk you into removing a structurally sound tree. We have brought in additional arborist cranes and equipment to help with your tree emergencies. We now have quick response times and can come out for an estimate within 24 hours. So call us if a tree is on your house or you have a tree headed towards your house. 251-367-8733. 251-4-TREE. Chris Francis Tree Care. Don't take chances. All Chris Francis.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road. Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning for the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers just working one accident now at Dunlap Drive and Dunlap Service Road as traffic starting to build across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no major delays from Daphne, Malvis to Loxley. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart too. That's where we got ours. See them at CarDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Morning, y'all. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. And I got on the job there in August, and then we had a hurricane, just like that. So I was quickly indoctrinated into, here's what News Talk is all about.
Yeah.
No more playing Tim McGraw songs. Grow up and assist the citizens of Mobile and Baldwin County. So it's been a lot of fun, and glad to be a part of what we do here on FM Talk 106.5 with all this local talk.
Yeah, and you also got into the News Talk game just months before a general election.
Big election.
A huge election. And, you know, when you think of American elections in 2020, civility is not a word that comes to mind normally. We've seen in our races here in Alabama that the candidates like to go after each other. That's kind of what we do here in the United States of America these days. But a couple candidates that are running for governor out in Utah trying to change it up a little bit. Pretty interesting here. They put out a PSA this week. Chris Peterson and the Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, who are both running for governor of Utah, appeared together in this public service announcement and said that they are trying to stand united and will stand united once the final ballots are cast. So not going after each other. Take a listen to this 30-second PSA. Well, I said that. Let me unmute my my computer here, and then we'll take a listen to it.
All righty.
Still not getting any audio, so maybe we're having some issues here.
Is it a very sweet message?
It's a very sweet message. So what you have here is the two candidates, and they're basically, you know, being very civil with each other and saying, this has never been done before. They said, as our national political dialogue continues to decline, they're trying something different. We can disagree without hating each other. And they added, let's make Utah an example to the nation.
That's so pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. Peterson, he's a law professor at the University of Utah, and it's actually his first time running for an election of any sort. And he used to work for the U.S. Department of Defense. Now, Cox, who is the current lieutenant governor, a former mayor, county commissioner, and state representative, those two are facing off against each other in this upcoming general election. But I thought that was interesting, as we see so many different races, including our very own race for Senate between Doug Jones and Tommy Tuberville, taking the exact opposite tact.
Yeah, I mean, it usually takes the opposite tact, and it usually, well, let's see if everything is unicorns and bouquets after the election for
right.
These two right here. They seem to be buddy-buddy, but interesting. 658 FM Talk 106.5, and news is straight ahead.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left them hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
All law firms are not the same. As America's largest personal injury firm, we have more trials, more lawyers, more office buildings, and more caring staff members than any other injury law firm in the world. There's really nothing else like it. Our reputation and results speak for themselves. With more than 2 million people just like you calling us every single year, your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Bird season is on in Alabama, and Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need to bag your limit this year, including shotguns, birdshot, practice targets, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. And Sticks River Shooting Center has gift certificates, always the perfect gift for the bird hunter in your life. Sticks River Shooting Center is located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Tuesday through Sunday,